There is growing fear among Republicans in Congress that their own jobs could be at risk with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket in November. Are they better off supporting Trump or trying to distance themselves from him? Joining us now is NPR political reporter Jessica Taylor. And Jessica, as you look at the Senate races around the country, where are the most vulnerable Republicans?
I think the top one that we think is probably going to flip parties is Illinois. Senator Mark Kirk there, he has the unlucky distinction of being the Republican that represents the bluest state in his caucus. Illinois goes very heavily Democratic, especially in presidential years. He's running against Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, two-term congresswoman there. She is an Iraq War veteran who lost both of her legs in a helicopter crash. Republicans that I've talked to, this is number one atop their list. They're almost kind of conceding it in a way.
What about John McCain's seat in Arizona?
You know, this is one that on paper should not be that competitive because Arizona leans more Republican. McCain, obviously been there for many, many years. It seemed like early on his biggest problem was going to be a primary challenge, which he ended up not getting a strong primary challenge. But again, with Trump at the top of the ticket as the nominee, he's very worried about this. He's very worried about his reelection chances. And this is one that Republicans even admit should not really be a concern for them, but absolutely is creeping up there.
We've also heard about trouble for Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, Republican senator there, and Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire.
Right. Those are also going to be presidential battleground states. And, you know, we've seen both of them kind of twist themselves over whether they're even going to support Trump. I mean, Ayotte was asked last week if she will support Trump. She said, yes, I'll vote for him. I'm not endorsing him. So they're sort of interesting ones to watch to see how much do they embrace their party's nominee and how much sort of do they have to distance themselves from him down the road.
Well, when you look across the broad spectrum of Senate candidates on the Republican side right now, how many of them have come out and said, I'm for Trump, I'm going to support him?
Well, we haven't had any that have come out and said, I'm not for Trump, I'm not going to endorse him. There's no way, like we saw Jeb Bush say last week, Lindsey Graham. So most of these people have said, yes, I will. But you can tell it's with a lot of reluctance, or else they're trying to avoid the question as much as they can.
Do you expect that most of them, if not all of them, will eventually come out and say, I'm with Trump?
It's just such a hard thing to imagine that you wouldn't be for your party's nominee. But I will say they probably got a little bit more cover last week when we saw Speaker Paul Ryan come out and say he's not ready to endorse him either. I think as much as that was sort of his own convictions, it was also a signal to some of these vulnerable incumbents that, OK, it's OK to hold out for this. It's OK to try to distance yourself from him, because I think as we get closer in November, it really could become a triage of sorts that right now we see Trump, he's trailing Hillary Clinton in so many polls and so many of these battleground states that he needs to win the electoral math. And I think Republicans eventually may just say, OK, we're going to lose the White House, but we have to try to keep on to as many of these Senate seats as we can, as many of these House seats as they can.
Wisconsin is another state with a Republican up for reelection in Senator Ron Johnson. He is a staunch conservative, and yet Wisconsin hasn't gone red for a president in 32 years. He's going to be facing a challenge from Russ Feingold, who used to be a senator from Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is a rematch from their 2010 race, which Johnson just narrowly won. And remember, this is a state that Ted Cruz did win, that Trump was pretty unpopular there. There's a lot of conservative talk radio hosts there that really don't like Trump, that are never Trump, that I think will sort of hurt Johnson more down ballot.
What about the House? Let's listen here to Sarah Palin speaking over the weekend about House Speaker Paul Ryan, who, as we know, has said he is not ready yet to endorse Trump.
I think Paul Ryan is soon to be cantered, as in Eric Cantor. His political career is over, but for a miracle, because he has so disrespected the will of the people.
So when she says cantered, what happened to Eric Cantor is that he got ousted from his seat in a primary election by somebody who was further to the right than he was. Is that a problem for a lot of members of Congress and for Paul Ryan, for that matter?
Well, you know, it's interesting. For as much of an anti-incumbent year as this has been, we've only seen one member of Congress lose their primary. Hmm. The Tea Party sort of had a mixed record. We saw some of them oust some members in 2010 and 2012. And of course, you know, 2014, Cantor was sort of the big head that they claimed. But they've been unsuccessful in some other places. This is a state where Trump isn't that popular. And Ted Cruz actually won Ryan's district there. So if there's sort of this pro-Trump movement there in his district, that may not be the easiest thing for them to do.
NPR political reporter Jessica Taylor. Jessica, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.